Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's time, Hutsy, for a bit of this. Space talk. Not just any space talk, Aussie space talk, which is my favourite type of space talk.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum, you beauty, mate. Yoo-hoo. Let's get them rockets up there. Remember back in the 90s when Daryl Summers was like the spokesperson for the Northern Territory and he had this slogan?
You'll never, never know if you never, never go.
Well, now they need to bring it back because it's you'll never, never know if you never, never go into space. Because turns out Northern Territory is going to be the launch pad for an upcoming NASA rocket launch.
Anthony Albanese today announcing NASA will launch three rockets from Arnhem Space Centre. The scientific suborbital rockets will shoot into space in the next couple of weeks. Their mission, to collect data on the sun's connection to the solar system and science phenomena which can only be seen from the southern hemisphere.
How cool is this?
That's huge. We've come a long way since the 1990s, since, you know, letting fireworks off with the little army man in the parachute into space. look at us go now.
Yeah, but that didn't really inspire a lot of kids to take up, you know, STEM stuff. But, you know, that's what it's all about these days. So, Prime Minister Albanese is like, you know, this will hopefully encourage more Australian kids to look towards doing things in science, technology, engineering, maths, that type of thing, which is fantastic. I don't know if they're going to change it from NASA to NHTSA, because it's Northern Territory Space Agency for the launch or something. But
why not?
At least call them astronauts.
That's they're wearing thongs instead of boots.
They've got little corks hanging off their space helmets or something like that. A strange location, you're thinking, Northern Territory, for a space launch.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly you can't have it in WA because they don't let anything leave that state,
exactly.
Even rockets. Mm. But it's because the NT is just below the equator, so it's perfectly positioned to launch rockets like this.
And no one would think to look there.
Well, that's right, yeah. It blew my mind when I'm like, it's being launched where? So this is really good. You know, you'll probably watch the rocket launch. They're going to launch the rockets between June 26 and July 12 from the Arnhem Space Centre. Mm. Hopefully it's going to be televised.
Yeah.
If you tune in to watch, you're probably thinking, well, how am I going to be able to tell this launch apart from, like, you know, the launches at Cape Canaveral over in the US?
They could just be looping at old footage.
That's
right. You shouldn't know.
Well, there's a few distinguishing features from the Arnhem Space Centre launch pad. One is that they have to clear the launch pad of crocs. Before blast off, they have to have at least one Irwin on hand to wrangle any loose crocodiles. The rockets as well have to have an ignition interlock, so the astronauts have to blow 0.02.
They'll have RBT there.
They're in the Northern Territory. You're going to expect they've had a few before they launch some rockets. And you can always tell that it's an Australian space launch just by, you know, the countdown, really.
3, 2, 1. Now bang it, you sick
c***.
Fuck yeah!
that's a giveaway, isn't it?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We've learned a couple of things over the last few years on this breakfast show. One is I really like sports. Sometimes so much so I even get nervous when I'm watching. Like, I was watching the Socceroos World Cup qualifier before we started on air yesterday and I actually felt nervous. I had butterflies in my stomach.
It's like the only soccer you watch though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like if it's, you know.
Matildas. I'd watch the Matildas over the Socceroos any day. They're so much better. But
you're a bandwagon soccer supporter.
Bandwagon, yeah. Football, rugby league, love watching that every week. But State of Origin, I have to admit though, State of Origin this year just sort of snuck under the radar. Like literally,
we were having a chat
yesterday going, oh yeah, it's on tonight. I'm like, where's it even getting played? I had to Google where it was getting played. I'm like,
I don't know if it's because of the past couple of years with COVID and the whole bubble situation and moving it around a lot. Maybe it lost a bit of its momentum.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely flew under the radar this time.
Not so much for fans that were there, though. 83,000 people.
Yeah, full house. Australia. Or what is it? Acor Stadium now.
It's had 1,000 different names over the years. But I was excited. I'm like, all right, time to get in game mode. I've got my bets that are on that never come off, and they didn't last night, as per usual. But
gamble responsibly.
Yeah, that's right. Got excited when all of a sudden Jack Whiten crossed the line for the Blues.
Luai joining in. Whiten! His third Origin try and the Blues strike first.
You know, and here we go. Everything's coming up. Millhouse, that's not one of my bets that needed to come off, but I'm like, New South Wales are good. Why shouldn't they win? I look at the team on paper. I nearly wet myself with excitement. That's how good that team is. But you've always got to turn up on the day and play, be the better team. Doesn't matter how good the team looks on paper.
And was there a last-minute sub by coach Brad Fittler. Like, I saw a headline saying, like, oh, there was a twist. It was like an M. Night Shyamalan twist to the selection of the Blues squad or something.
Yeah, I can't remember which player it was, but one of them got shifted, that was on the bench, got shifted to the starting lineup.
Switcheroo. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Fittler, you crafty devil.
It's not like they do when they're doing cricket before you start a match. You have the two team lists and the captain swap the team lists. It's not like that in rugby league. They're all of a sudden, you just got to look for who runs out and go, oh, yeah, there he is. He's running on the field.
Yeah, right.
Big Queensland, to their credit, they just never, ever gave up. Cameron Munster had pretty much the game of his life. Like, going into halftime, Queensland scored a really miraculous try. It was 6-4. I'm like, okay, game on. And then at halftime, it's like the movie Space Jam, where all of a sudden Billy Slater just gives them some sort of magic potion. They come out in the second half and they absolutely just wipe the floor with New South Wales.
Meanwhile, the Blue squad switched to Space Jam 2, A New Legacy, and it was just tanked absolutely
horrible.
Nightmare.
Yeah, but one of the big highlights of the match, though, was just, for me watching, it's always funny, like the amount of bare bums that I saw in the game last night. There was about 7 or 8 times that a player had his pants literally just under his bum. Like, everyone was getting dacked.
Maybe
like it was a schoolyard.
The step one bamboo underwear guys are a new sponsor. Yeah. And they go, we need to see more undies.
Yeah.
Start dacking each other.
Yeah, exactly right. So obviously, you know, Queensland won the game 16-10. The next one's going to be in Perth for some stupid unknown reason. I guess money is the only reason. Maybe one state of origin, it's going to be in Los Angeles again like it was in the 80s.
Yeah, why not?
Let's take it over there. But yeah, for New South Wales supporters, they would have been screaming at the TV so much so. I reckon maybe if you had the son or the daughter on the lap, they would have picked up some bad language, maybe this sort of a word.
No, you don't want to say that word, though. We don't want to say that word. That's a bad word.
You'd have to cover up and be like, what does it mean? Yeah, arsehole. That's a man with a whistle around his neck who's a one-eyed referee. Yeah, that's who it is.
It's that thing we just saw when that guy got dacked.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I love gadgets. I love tech stuff. Usually I'm the guy that's called on in my family when there's a tech issue.
You're the guy.
Do you know what I mean? Dad will often call me up. He's like Hansel and Zoolander. Like, it's like this.
Did you find the files?
What do they look like?
They're in the computer.
They're in the computer?
Anytime he has to use his iPhone, he just hates it. He gets tech rage. So I usually have to talk him through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let me guess, he extends the arm and then he pulls his head back, adjusts the glasses.
Adjusts the glasses a little bit.
And then reads things out aloud.
Yeah.
Like text messages.
Yeah, that's how he does it.
Yep.
And like here in the office, we recently switched everything over to Microsoft. And so they needed a Microsoft champion, as they called it. And they went, well, Brad's the tech nerd. You can do it. And
you were so like Bradbury, everyone just fell over and you were the last one standing up.
I was having to help everyone else out. So I kind of feel like I'm fairly competent when it comes to technology until recently. During a meeting, we had to do like a Zoom call and we all had our laptops. And on your laptop, you have a camera, you know, that can see you for the call. Mine was coming up black. Like no one could see me. And I was like, well, you should count your lucky stars. You've seen what I look like. You should be thankful you don't have me on your screen. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, no, you better talk to IT about this. Because I tried to fix it myself. I'm like, I can't. And so I sent the message to IT. I said, we need to fix this up. And then it's one of those things. It's like when you need like a tradie to come around and they're like, oh, we'll be there between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You don't know when they're going to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. So I was playing tag with this IT guy, Rory, for like a week. He kept messaging me after I'd leave work.
Yeah,
and
are
then
you
I'd
good
get
to go
back
now? You're like, no.
Rory, now. You know, I was too nervous to even go to the toilet just in case Rory was going to call. I'm like, I need to talk to Rory. Did it get the camera situation sorted? Like, they could still hear me on the mic.
Yeah.
So they couldn't see my eye rolls during the meetings, but they could still hear my exasperated sighs whenever, we're going through this again. Finally, Rory and I connected.
Oh, was it a delight to chat with Rory?
It was good. It was good to finally, get in touch with him and get to the bottom of this camera situation. So he's immediately switched to IT mode and going, oh, you need like certain drivers, you need this, and he's doing things that only he can do.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Straight away.
He's got those special admin privileges. He can do things. He's like a wizard, you know what I mean?
Well played.
And so I'm sitting there watching him do his thing on my screen because he's dialed in. Yeah. And then he's like, can't figure this out. He's like, does your laptop have a shutter on the camera? And I look at it.
Shutter?
Yeah. So you know how, like, you have a lens cap for, like, a regular photo camera? Well, on my laptop, there's a little slide that you can slide over the camera so no one can see you when you don't have your, when you know, if you don't want someone to just, you know, get into your laptop and start spying on you, you can slide this shutter across. Somehow the shutter had been slid across. I'm like, I didn't do this. This isn't.
I was framed.
In the past, on other laptops, I've just used a post-it note. Why are they putting shutters on these now? That's what post-it notes are for blocking cameras.
Yeah, I think like Ben Johnson in the Olympics, we have to strip your championship status off you.
I think so. I'm no longer the Microsoft champion in the office. I felt like such an idiot. I'm just like, because this guy like spent a good half an hour trying to figure out what the problem was, and it turns out I just had the shutter over the camera. I was like, oh. I'm just going to slide the shutter over again so you can't see how red-faced I am right now.
Yeah, he is going to be talking about this at their Christmas party. They'll be going around going, oh, I had this idiot ring up earlier.
They probably
in the
would,
year.
Yeah. The IT guys will be going through their stories of the biggest idiots in the office, and I reckon I'll probably take out a trophy. So, yep, looks like I'll have to go back to wearing pants during the Zoom meetings. But I'll be damned if I'm putting a shirt on, I can tell you that much.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.